think I broke the phaser.
It's hardly likely, Captain. It's made of Trimon, one of the hardest substances known in the universe.
Are you serious?
The Federation has high-quality weapons. To my knowledge, there's no record of one failing or breaking.
It's plastic. It's a prop. It's not real.
Props don't fire laser beams, Captain.
That's special effects. They put them in afterwards to make it look like it's firing a laser.
Not logical.
So who do you think you really are?
I am the first officer of the Starship Enterprise in the Starfleet. And you are the captain.
And I suppose those are your real ears, are they?
I was born with them, Captain.
They're prosthetics. You put them on before we started filming, along with your eyebrows. That's just makeup.
Not very humorous, Captain.
So, you're a Vulcan from the planet Vulcan.
I was birthed there, Captain.
You're a part-time bit part actor, same as I am. Your real job is a mechanic down at Fallbrook Garage. I work at the lumber mill. I mean, geez, get a reality check.
Cut!
What seems to be the problem here? He thinks he's Spock and he's a Vulcan.
Well, that's the role he's supposed to play.
No. He actually thinks he is Spock, and he is a Vulcan. He thinks those ears are real, and that's not makeup on his face. He's actually a Vulcan. He thinks this is a phaser.
I see. This sometimes happens. The actor gets so engrossed in the character, they actually become that person. They lose all sense of reality. It's not a big problem. We just have to send them away and get them deprogrammed.
Charlie! Bring the white van around.
Okay, Vinny.
And I want to thank you for pulling it out to us, Tom.
Tom, it's Captain to you. I'm the captain of a very powerful starship up there. And my first officer in the Federation to back me up. And we will not be pushed around.
Make it two for the van.
We must have a force field to stop our weapons from working. What are you doing?
I'm trying to mine melt with him, Captain.
Oh, good luck. Don't worry. Scotty will beam us up any moment now.
That will be highly unlikely, Captain.
Why's that?
Because he's working overtime at the shoe factory.
Oh, damn.
It is time and a half.
Yeah. You can't blame the guy.
Game over.